Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Dr. Sergey Sheely Sorens with us. Welcome.
Thank you, and it is good to be here. Vincent, you know, every time we connect, good things happen, so I'm looking forward to another great program here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you. I am as well. So here's a question. A lot of people are saying, I can't remember. I forgot. And they'll start to say something, and they'll say, I just forgot. And it's happening more and more and more. And there's some thoughts and some studies that have been done to methods to improve your memory. And this would be from things that a person would consume orally. So one of the thoughts is eating chocolate boosts memory. It helps people remember better. Any comments on that?
Absolutely. Let's think of what chocolate does. It's ultimately, it translates into endorphins. It makes us feel better. It raises neurochemicals. And when we feel better, the brain and the mind is the control center. That's the short of it. So when the control center is going well, you're okay. Control center is not okay. Doesn't matter how good of a factory you got. Well, you're in trouble. So, yeah, it makes sense.
And it seems like it kicks in between people who are, I don't know, 50 plus. And it's thought that there's a group of compounds called polyphenols. And they're abundant in red wine, tea, blueberries, leeks, onions, olive oil, broccoli. And, you know, as I think back about this, my mother used to enjoy a small amount of red wine every day, Burgundy. And she used olive oil, onions, leeks, broccoli. As a matter of fact, what she would do is if she made broccoli, if she steamed it, she would take the liquid that was left from steaming the broccoli in that pot. And she would put it in the refrigerator, and that would be a beverage. So she didn't even let that go to waste. And blueberries. And my mom lived to be the oldest of the three. There was a sister, a brother, and my mom. And my mom followed the protocol of eating well, avoiding candy, sugar, no smoking, no drugs. Those kinds of things. And she lived way longer than her brother and sister. And they probably didn't like broccoli. They probably didn't like broccoli and those kinds of things.
It's this kind of gets back to epigenetics, by the way. At some point we'll mention this. You know, just Dr. Sheely as well, all his family was basically, didn't make it past certain 60s, 50s. Mom did well. But he's over 90 now, so lifestyle, epigenetics. But yes, 100%. Please go on. This is wonderful, solid stuff, yes.
And Dr. Sheely has said many, many times over the 12 years that he and I have been broadcasting together that If you look at the vegetables, the darker in color, the more nutritious, the more beneficial they are for you. So, for example, if you can eat lettuce that is iceberg lettuce, which is pale, not too much nutrition. And if you eat dark, dark green lettuces, way more nutrition. And then the same thing is with onions. If you have a white onion, not as much nutrition as a red onion. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there's a balance in nature. In general, what you're saying makes sense because the brighter the color, that means the more antioxidants and, components that are polyphenols and so on and so forth that are essential. But, you know, this, the idea is make sure when you're doing the veggies, make sure that you have a whole full, just a rainbow, so to speak. In other words, from among the yellows, reds, greens, and so on and so forth. And the reason being is different colors, they represent different nutrients. And it's basically like, avoiding a bottleneck in the body so that your body can produce what it needs. And then including for the brain support. By the way, I do want to give you a brief heads up. Fortunately or unfortunately, I will have to, make a little time for a clinical look at, I have a patient coming in around somewhere early 9 o'clock, so I may have to break away for a little bit, but I'm with you for the hour. Just want to let you know that.
When you say 9 o'clock, it's a little, it's
9:12,
right?
Yeah.
Now.
Let me get in and see what I need to do. It's we're starting in intravenous now, and there's a certain access that only a doctor can do, unfortunately, which is
sure.
So yeah, but
well, make sure,
I'll
make sure
I'll
you take care
the rest
of that.
Of the hour. Yeah, oh, absolutely, okay. Yes, sir. Yeah,
just let me know when that happens, and I will teach from 5 Minute University until you're back. Okay,
I would appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah. So dark chocolate seems to be the best of the chocolates as far as the research that I've studied has led me to learn. And it seems that there are flavonoids that can help prevent or reduce the decline of brain function. Your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, and yes. The human body is the most amazing design. It's a miracle. It's a physical miracle, literally, in terms of molecules, in terms of how the body can adjust itself, right itself. But the thing is, we have to be a friend. We have to be an ally. We have to love the body. We have to love who we are physically, mentally, emotionally. And it starts from the spirit. You have to understand, I'm going to take it a little bit further now, but this is essential. Without understanding this, there is nothing else that matters. We are spirit. We are soul. We are, we have a mind, thoughts, feelings, emotions, the brain, control center. And then, of course, we are physical beings, but this is a very small part of who we are. So when it comes to being a whole person, make sure you understand yourself to be the whole person. Start with your highest center, spirit, soul, mind, body, and then just do everything you can for the body. Help the body. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes environments are not easy. Sometimes you don't have access to all the things, or, for example, if you can't afford the things that you want to buy for food. But you know what? Do the best you can. And, if you have to, just have less of junk and more quality, or certain amount of quality, in other words, veggies, fruits, just good stuff that you're putting in, garbage out. Take care of yourself. But, Vincent, let me jump off for just a little bit and just check in, see what I need to do. And if you don't mind just continuing with the 5 Minute University,
sure.
That
sure.
Would be
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Okay. Dr. Sergey is going to be back with us in just a few minutes. And I got a few things that I wanted to share with you at 5 Minute University. And hour number two will be 5 Minute University, full hour of 5 Minute University. So you have to wonder, when you put in a stove, does it have to be level? And some people might think, no. Well, on the bottom of the stove, there are usually four leveling feet. And you can adjust each corner up or down. And the interesting thing about that is if a stove is not level on all sides, what happens is when you put a pan on that stove, and let's say you're going to cook up some sauce, let's say 5 quarts. If the stove is not level, you might only get 4.5 quarts out of a 5-quart pan because it tilts to one side. It's really easy to level it, really easy. And you just, there are feet on the bottom of the on the stove, and you adjust them up or down. You turn them, and you turn them with a pair of pliers. And you put a level across the, like a 24-inch level, and you measure all directions, left to right, front to back. And you do it over and over until you get it at exactly the level position. And that way, if you're cooking boiling water for spaghetti, for example, it won't lean to one side. The liquid won't lean to one side and spill out as easily. And the other thing is if you're going to cook an egg, and you have it in extra virgin olive oil, or if you have avocado oil in the pan, the egg won't slide to one side. It'll stay where you put it. And so, do you have to level a stove? No. But should you? Absolutely. And the same is true for a countertop. Some people don't really pay as much attention to the countertop as they should. And here's why it's important. So we go out to the chicken house, the Big Bird house, and we call it a Big Bird house because it's very tall. It's like 11 feet tall, and it looks like a two-story chicken house instead of a one-story. And it has a pitched roof. And it's kind of neat looking. It has a screen door, which is smoke glass color, and it lets the sunlight in for the chickens during the day, and helps disinfect the chicken house. But when we go to get the eggs from the chicken house and put them on the counter, if the counter weren't level, front to back, left to right, eggs would roll right off the counter. So, you know, when you put it in, it's worth a little extra effort to use the shims and make sure your countertop is level. And here's where it's really important as well. Let's say the counter has, that section of counter that you want to be level, has a sink in it. If the counter is level, the sink will be level. If the sink is level, there won't be water pooling up in one corner of the sink. The water will go right down to the drain and out. And the other thing is, when you use a counter that is level, the sink rim is designed to contain the water so it doesn't spill off the rim of the sink and go onto the countertop. If it goes onto the countertop and stays there, what happens is the water works its way around the rim, especially around the back of the sink, and it will seep into the corner where the backsplash meets the countertop, if you have a two-piece countertop. And then what happens is if it's a Formica type or a Wilson Art countertop, the water will cause the substrate, which is MDF board, medium density fiberboard, to swell, and it will disattach from the Formica or Wilson Art. And it'll just continue to get worse. So level is really important.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, do we have Dr. Sergey?
I do. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're multitasking while you're
broadcasting. We've got a few things here, so I might get distracted, but unfortunately. But we are aware that we're going to keep those distractions to a minimum because we are on a national radio. So there we are.
Okay. Next, well, feel free at any time. Just let me know and hop off and take care of your patient, please.
Yes, sir.
Sunshine. Sunshine is really important as well, isn't it, in terms of memory?
Absolutely. And one of the things that people are aware of is vitamin D, but what people are not aware of is that is the energy. What is energy? I'm staring at a book, Energy Medicine, by Dr. Norm Shealy that he has written a while ago, and he outlines a number of modalities, including acupuncture, electricity, electrical modalities, mental, emotional, all kinds of things, but even surgery, pills, chemistry. It's all energy. Sun is the ultimate energy source in the world. And I'm going to go as far as to say that under the perfect human condition, all we need is nature. All we need is sun. The ground, what grows from the ground naturally. Basically, we need to follow the things that we're supposed to be doing, which is the human blueprint. Avoid things that we're not supposed to be doing, which is garbage in, garbage out. And literally everything we need, if we don't contaminate it and we do it right, is literally right here with us, for us, in the nature, period.
Dr. Shealy mentioned over the years that in terms of some of these indicator lights, that blue is the most dangerous of these lights. And it's interesting that when you turn on a new device, a new electronic device, often the indicator light to tell you that it's powered up is blue. And your thoughts on that? Blue versus just, you know, soft white or natural white?
Absolutely. Blue light is the number one killer of sleep at night. So people who are watching their screens or electronics or anything of that nature before bedtime or to any significant degree. There's an entity called electromagnetic dysthymia, and Dr. Shilley coined the term. Do you mind if we go over that?
Oh, please do.
Okay. Well, the short of it is that everything in the human body is electromagnetic, including from the brain, from the nervous system to the heart, the AV block, the SA node, and so on and so forth, the conduction, the communications between synapses, cells, the sodium-potassium compound. I mean, just we could literally name ATP production, mitochondria. Everything literally is based on energy, resonance, and frequency. And when you have certain energies and frequencies, they're harmful. And this is when we get into the EMF, and this can be a very long conversation, and this could be a conversation for several topics on the program. EMF, because that's a big one. And I can even name a couple of, you know, big red flags, 5G, for example. And again, I don't want to kind of go all over the place, but we are surrounded by these things. We're surrounded by computers. We're surrounded by media, we're surrounded by all kinds of waves, and now there's a concern that there's even frequencies affecting weather, and I think you've had several people on the program talking about that. And if you can affect the weather, if you can affect the, you know, whether it's rains or snows or how it works, if you can affect the earth in a negative way, can you imagine what we're doing to human beings who are part of this earth, a very fragile part?
Mm-hmm. An interesting thing about that electromagnetic radiation is that new vehicles are not coming with the AM radio band in the built-in radios that come, you know, with the new vehicles. And some people are thinking that, well, AM is kind of fuzzy. It's got a lot of white noise, and that's not the reason. That's not the reason, in my opinion. In my opinion, the reason that new vehicles don't come with AM radios is because AM radios are a detector of electromagnetic frequencies. And the AM radios will let you audibly know that there's a lot of electromagnetic radiation in the vehicle, because the vehicle is creating the electromagnetic radiation with the heating system fan, or fans, with the computers and other devices. And if it's an electric vehicle, I don't think they can stand, or I don't think they can filter out all of the electromagnetic radiation from the motors that drive the vehicle.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The president delivers remarks this afternoon on protecting consumers when there are flight delays or cancellations. And later tonight, it's movie time in the East Room. The president hosts a screening of American Born Chinese. The White House press release says it's in celebration of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Authorities in Texas are identifying the dead gunman in Saturday's mass shooting in a mall as a 33-year-old Hispanic male.
According to two senior law enforcement officers, Mauricio Garcia was armed with a rifle and a handgun and was wearing a tactical vest. He reportedly lived with his parents in northeast Dallas, but was also staying at an extended stay motel in Dallas. His neighbors say he always wore a security guard uniform, but hadn't been seen in the area in recent weeks. Eight people were killed and seven others wounded in the weekend shooting at Allen Premium Outlets about 25 to 30 miles north of Dallas. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What? Keep it.
Oh, God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Sergei Shilly-Soren is with us, and if you'd like to contact him at his clinic in Springfield, Missouri, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And that's the number that you may call to order your supplements, to make an appointment with Dr. Sergei. Same way I do. Same number I call. And I'll repeat it one more time, 417-351-5221. And that appointment can be a telephone appointment where you just call up and you discuss the particulars on the telephone, or it can be a Skype type appointment, or it can be in person.
Vincent, don't forget about the for the listeners of the of USA Prepares for the class. Of course, there's a discount code, and of course that applies to that applies to the store, and that applies to what we do. But I do need to jump off at this point in time. Remember, I said there's a procedure, so if you don't mind carrying on with a 5-minute university for just a little bit, or you know, and then I'll join you.
Just okay. When you come back, just interrupt and just say I'm here. Okay.
Yes, sounds great. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Dr. Sergey is stepping off for a couple minutes, and he's taking care of a procedure for a patient. And you know, class, that's the way it works here at USA Prepares. There are really important things, and we stop what we're doing to take care of them. And, okay, so we talked about the sink being level. We talked about the counter, the stove being level. And here's something that I did. And, you know, how do you wash a pillow? And the pillows that I'm using are probably at least 20 years old, at least. And I like this kind of firm pillow. I don't really like a fluffy pillow. So it's just the way I like it. It's actually, it came from a hospital stay. One of the family members was in the hospital. And I asked the nurse, so what do y'all do with these pillows? And she said, they throw them away. Actually, they burn them. They burn the pillows. They're disposable. And I thought, gosh, that seems like a tremendous, tremendous waste. So I brought a couple of them home, and two of them fit in one pillowcase. And they're firm. But how do you wash them without destroying them? Well, here's how I do it. And I do it, I try to do it once a week. Put them in the, we have an old-fashioned antique washing machine. It's an agitator type. It's a Whirlpool. And I put the pillow along the tub. Actually, I put two of them opposite each other so that the weight of the pillows doesn't put the spinning action out of balance. And I set the dial, the mechanical timer, to the rinse and spin cycle. So what happens is the drum starts spinning, and then water from an overhead dispenser drops down on the pillow, and what happens is the water through centrifugal force is forced through the pillow and out. Now what I do is after it's wet, I then take a spray bottle, and kind of like a bottle that you might have for spray washing windows, you know, like a Windex type bottle. But we bought those at Sam's Club, and six of them for $5.99. But that was before the Great Genocide. So the price is probably up since then. And I have detergent, dilute detergent, dishwashing-type detergent. Actually, this is pink. We use it in the automotive shop as well. And you can buy it at Sam's Club. It's an industrial detergent. I spray that with a fine mist when the pillows have stopped, but they're wet. And then I run it three or four more times, and what happens is the water coming down from the spin cycle goes through the pillows. It washes the pillows without beating them up with the agitator. And then it rinses. So if you do it 3, 4, 5 times, you will have great clean pillows. And then I hang them out on the line in the sunshine. And it takes about 5 hours or more for a strong sun to dry out the pillows. And that's how I do that. So you don't have to throw pillows away. But now, it won't work with feather pillows. It only works with the polyfill-type pillows. Next item is about a stockade fence. Stockade fence is boards that are vertical. And roughly 6 feet tall, 5.5 to 6 feet tall. And you can buy them in panels. They used to be about $50 for a 6-foot section. And what people would do is, sometimes they're called privacy fences. They're made out of wood. And they have these pieces of wood that are flat, have a kind of a point at the top. And I guess that's to discourage people from climbing over them. Well, I bought one of those panels many years ago. And the purpose of it was not for privacy, but to protect the outside air conditioning unit from the sun's rays. Now, if you think about it, the sun's getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and you've got your outside unit trying to shed heat. It takes heat from the inside of the house and dumps it outside. Well, if your outside unit is sitting in the sun, it's even harder for that unit to get rid of the heat. So what I do is, or what I did, was I put a stockade fence panel up right where the sun would shine on the outside air conditioning units. And it keeps them in the shade. Now, you don't want to keep it too close, because then the air can't circulate behind or between the stockade fence and the air conditioning, the outside air conditioning unit. So you want at least a couple of feet, if possible. And you won't believe the difference. So if you have a non-contact thermometer, you can see what the temperature was before putting it up and what it is after. Any comments, Dr. Sergey?
Oh, yes, yes, please. I'm listening carefully and just saying, hey, this is a deja vu, because I say, you've done that before. You showed me with a laser temperature gauge. That exactly what we're talking about. But, I've been listening for about 30 seconds, and thank you. That's wonderful information. We are back, and if you'd like to continue the conversation,
sure,
or I can listen
sure
to what you got. It's fascinating.
Okay. So you've seen right outside our veranda, between the garage doors and the veranda, the air conditioning units, and it's not pretty looking. I mean, it's not going to win any decorative awards, but it protects the equipment. Yeah, and I have a feeling it'll make it last 50% longer or more.
Mm. Wonderful. But, speaking of the human body, and we started getting into something called electromagnetic dysthymia, and that's an interesting condition, which is an electromagnetic process gone wrong in the body. And what happens is the outcome is mental and emotional, depression, anxiety, mood lability, all kinds of brain fog. The control center, disorientation, and then you've got yourself physical, which is basically fibromyalgia, pain, and you're frequently associated with gut issues, hormone issues, thyroid issues, frequently co-infections with parasites, because those things tend to co-inhabit the body when the body is weakened. In other words, when the environment of the body is not right, the offenders will come in. And that's the terrain theory. So basically what happens in electromagnetic dysthymia, short of it, is you get an everything wrong that the conventional system does not have an answer. And this is where you have to step back and you have to say, hey, what is the original design, from the creator as well? Because, God doesn't make junk. We do, as humans. We just have to learn and understand what is the blueprint, and then get back, including dealing and managing with electromagnetic, and including protection. And electromagnetic can be harmful or can be helpful. Some things that are helpful include, for example, scalar device by Dr. Shealy, which is protective, and it's free radical reduction. And the PEMF, which we talk about a lot, which is literally a Schumann frequency in its first mode, and then gamma in second, and delta in the third. Gamma is the brain optimizer, and delta is the relaxer. So, and the sweep is basically the Schumann frequency, which is the grounding, earthing, and providing stability for the electromagnetic aspects of the trillions of cells in our bodies. But in the meantime, even if you don't have PEMF or any of the devices, the best that we can do, if we don't have any other resources, is to stay away from the obvious harmful stuff and to do what we can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, sunshine, do you have a feel for how much sunshine we should get a day to help our brain function?
Oh God, at least a couple of hours best. Of course, be careful, watch for the highest exposure around noontime. You don't want to get a sunburn, but at the same time, you want to get your skin, you want to get your body, you want to get yourself out in the nature. And it wants it. It craves it. It needs it. That's just it.
Yeah, I came over to your house were putting in the garden with Dr. Shealy. And he was outside, and he was just in the sun. I mean, he was absorbing the sun. It's kind of what we used to do when we were children. Walking backwards is something that most of us don't do. And it is believed to help improve our memory, our brain function, walking backwards. Is that because we don't do that and we're using parts of the brain to try to not fall down when we're walking backwards? I mean, we take a step backward or two. I mean, you know, we pivot and you turn left and right and mostly walk forward. But walking backwards, you know, taking a walk, walking backwards is something we just flat out don't do. But it's believed that it helps the brain. Is that, do you think it triggers parts of the brain that we don't use very often?
Interestingly, when you do something that's not typical, you will actually you'll start the activity in the brain that's basically, it's a signal. It's like, hey, this is not the same network. Let's pay attention. And so this way, that's one of the exercises that people have done. Another one is literally, if you have the time and you can afford to, switch the pen from right hand to left hand when you write things down and see what you can do. Just see if you can get in some new patterns or just kind of get the system, what's the word? Shake up the system. That's what I'm saying. But if you can, of course. We all fall into routines, and some of those routines are helpful, and some of those routines are absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. And celery seems to, although it's called one of the dirty dozen in terms of because of the pesticides, if we could have celery without the pesticides, seems to be a memory boosting or containing a memory boosting compound. Your thoughts on that?
Yes, yes, and yes. And there are several others that are very, very good for the brain. Shall we go through them when we get back?
Sure, sure. And then Mozart. You know, Mozart, listening to Mozart seems to also improve brain function. Not Beethoven, Mozart. Interesting.
Interesting.
And then if we have a few minutes, can we talk about recreational drugs? Michael J. Fox at 61 says that he partied too hard may have caused him Parkinson's.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Sergey Shilly-Soren's with us, and we're talking about food, and we're talking about celery and how it can boost brain function. And you have some other thoughts about foods to boost brain function as well?
Indeed, indeed. Now, we all want the brain to work, right? Or most of us, because that's the control center. If the control center is out, the command center is out, any kind of military operation is, I don't think it's going to go well. Just imagine you got a solid, you know, great army or barracks, and then the management that doesn't know which way to go. What's the point of having all that might, all that strength, all that capacity? There isn't. You're wasting it. And there's only one thing that's worse than not having the resources. It's having the resources and not using them. And this is what it comes down to, because humans, and Vincent, I'm going to be real direct, and I'm going to be, again, this is not to say that, you know, this is not to tell people that, hey, you've been, you're wrong, but it's to say that we as humans can do better, because we as humanity, we forgot who we are. The brain, the nervous system, all the systems in the body are ingenious. The Creator has done a fantastic job. And if you want to look at the brain, we have to consider the following possibilities. We need certain nutrients, B complex, such as Dr. Shilly's essentials. Without a B complex, no energy, no ATP production. How do you expect the car to run? How do you expect the brain to run? You can't if you don't have the necessary components. Vitamin C and MSM and Dr. Shilly's essentials, which raises DHEA by 60%, which is literally essential, because in our society, in our world, we are killing ourselves and we're burning up our wellness and anti-stress hormones, and cortisol in the meantime is through the roof for the most people. Then there, of course, there's vitamin D, vitamin D3, and then there's magnesium. And vitamin D3, 50,000 units a week if you're over 130 pounds, and if you're under that, it's every 10 days. Or 5 to 10,000 international units I use and on a daily basis. But the other thing is magnesium, and that's the essentials. Without that, it's hard to function, period. Now, if you want the brain to function, there's other things that are supportive, such as ashwagandha, for example. There is there's a number of other compounds that are incredible for the brain. NAC, for example, N as in Nancy, A, Apple, C as in cat. By the way, NAC, there was at one point it was no longer available, or the pharmaceutical industry tried to make it a controlled substance or take it off the shelf. I'm not sure where we are on that. But another one that's wonderful for the brain, in addition to NAC, which is about 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams, if you want to write this down, N as in NC, A, Apple C as in cat. And then there is acetyl L-carnitine, which is another compound which is absolutely wonderful for the brain, and it's also about 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams, depending on formulation. And we carry that as well in realholisticdoc.com. Other things that are very, very helpful is mushroom combinations, seven mushroom extract, which is also good for the brain and the immune system. And there's, among other things, there is, of course, much more to discuss. The idea is put in the good stuff, don't put in the bad stuff, and you'll see how amazing the machinery is. And then, of course, we're going to talk about drugs, right? Illicit drugs.
Yeah, so Michael J. Fox, an actor, 61 years old, he's got Parkinson's disease, and he shakes, and he has trouble walking, and he has trouble speaking. And he suggested that the drugs and alcohol that he used in the 1980s could have led to his Parkinson's disease.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about that?
I concur. I think it's very... courageous of him to bring it out, because this is a person who has gone through this. This is a person who is in the public eye, so in other words, so he can make an impact, and he is. He's bringing it out. I would listen carefully to what he's got to say, because everything we do to our bodies. Here's another angle on this. The human body is a sacred vessel. I am a vessel in the service of the Lord, of the divine. In other words, my responsibility is to clean the vessel, take care of the vessel. And why would I put junk? Why would I put synthetic or otherwise substances and things that change my chemical levels when the Lord gives me everything I need? I'm just going to end there.
And he says that, the thoughts are that cocaine, methamphetamines, pesticides, lead paint, chemicals of war, additives that are put into cleaning agents, like if you have your laundry dry cleaned, amphetamines, and MDMA. Those are contributors that are believed to cause Parkinson's disease. And
makes
if you
sense.
Think about
Nathan,
it,
yeah. Makes sense with neurochemistry. Yes, sir.
They're everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. Very quickly, can a person overdose on coffee and cause an irregular heartbeat?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay, and then so what does a person do? Just go cold turkey or wean off?
Wean off. Please don't do cold turkey. It's going to be terrible. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And how long does it take to get the heartbeat regular again after overdosing on coffee?
I'd say give it a couple of weeks at least, but give yourself a break too. You're not going to feel well when you were weaning off. Be kind to yourself.
Dr. Sergey, thank you so much.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.